Under the general title of Journalism Matters, the article is Local Titles Join Forces Against Secret Alcohol Licensing Plans. Local newspapers across the country are to run the same front page cover, calling on Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the Business Secretary Peter Kyle to abandon proposals to shroud the sale of alcohol in local communities in secrecy. Hundreds of weekly titles are to run the Defend Your Right to Know campaign, with daily local titles set to follow suit on Monday, coinciding with the launch of Journalism Matters, the industry's annual celebration of journalism. Many titles will also run homepage takeovers online. The joint front page is part of the local news sector's campaign against government proposals to remove the statutory requirement for alcohol licensing notices to be published in the local press. Newspapers, the plans are widely part of a review of the licensing regime in England and Wales. The front page ad explains why the government's plans risk shrouding local communities in secrecy and urges readers to respond to the licensing reform consultation, which closes at midday next Thursday. NewsQuest Chief Executive Henry Walker said, local papers are a crucial platform to ensure that local residents can easily see public notices, including alcohol licensing notices, in the highly trusted environment of independent local journalism. In addition to running a paper, the notices appear on local news websites and on public notice portals, which has been developed with funding and expertise from the Google News Initiative. The notices are often covered editorial by local journalists, ensuring that even greater reach for the public. As we approach the start of this year's Journalism Matters campaign, our clear message to the Prime Minister is to back local journalism by keeping alcohol licensing notices in the local papers. Bayliss Community Media Chief Executive and Chair of the New Media Association's Independent Publishers Forum, Jeremy Spooner, said, alcohol licensing notices are not red tape. They are a means for local communities to engage meaningfully with plans to sell alcohol in their local area. Removing alcohol licensing notices from local papers will do nothing to help either the pubs or the papers. Instead, it will deal a hammer blow to local democratic engagement. Just at a time when the government is seeking to decentralise power from Westminster, there is still time for ministers to abandon this ill-conceived plan and instead focus on pro-growth interventions that will deliver genuine benefits to the local British businesses which power our local economies.